Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I hope that you were here for our last hour. We start every Saturday morning at 6 o'clock. And of course, we talk about the brighter side of life. And I'm Kim.
I'm Chad.
And of course, Tom's over here making our show great and happen. And I have my friend that I have been working really hard for a long time. And I'm so excited to bring her on, Cindy Kramer. And of course, we're talking about Hometown Buffet.
We are.
How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Wonderful. This is really good. And so we've got some amazing things to share. And of course, I just want to remind everybody that our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I want to wish all of you a happy holiday. We're moving into, you know, it just becomes stress. And I think the holidays kind of represent something different. And I really want to share that with everybody because, you know what? life is just a gift. Every single day that we wake up, we have a chance to make it better for ourselves and someone else. And Cindy has actually arranged something that I'm going to share with all my listeners. We've already been sharing it on our Facebook, which reminds me, I would love if you're not connected with me on Facebook to follow us there and to follow us on Twitter and Instagram and all the places there. We also have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and that talks about everything that I'm involved in and everything that I have my hands on and that we want to share with you. So, and all of our amazing guests. So we love to get that in your hands. So when you call in, ask to receive a newsletter. It's really easy. We don't share your information with anybody, but it gives you another chance to find out about us and about all my guests and all my organizations that I'm connected to. So I always want to share and start our show with a positive thought. And today's is make today so awesome yesterday gets jealous. And with that, every day we can do something different. So I know that we got lots and lots of giveaways, and we want to share them with you. So, Chad.
Yes, we have amazing events happening today. The first Holidays in Harmony Taste Shop and Celebrate. It's tonight, 3 to 6 p.m. at Four Bricks Winery and Tasting Room at 2290 Eastman Avenue, Suite 109. It's the time of year to celebrate, mingle, and spread cheer. Not chair. Join
have
us.
Have a
for,
chair, right?
Right. Yeah. Join us for wine tasting for Four Bricks Winery. Small bites from local restaurants and caterers, seasonally inspired music, and shopping with gift baskets, pre-decorated trees, a silent auction, and local artisan boutique. This is all to support Coalition for Family Harmony and to celebrate 40 years of them providing services to victims of domestic violence and sexual assault in Ventura County. Also, Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes. That's in Thousand Oaks. Come celebrate the holiday season from now until January 31st. And you can win tickets to both of those right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. And I do want to remind anybody that you can download our podcast, and that is on Kim Pagano Show, iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show. So I'd love to share that with you and get that on everybody's phone, and so that you can hear us all the time and have all of our shows downloaded. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. And if you have an event or a business or something that you want to share on our show, please reach out to me. And of course, that number is the same, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Today is winter, the holiday wine walk, right?
Yes. And if you haven't won tickets from us, you can go tonight. Ventura Winter Wine Walk, the social event of the year on world's largest wine walk, is back. The Ventura Winter Wine Walk and Holiday Street Fair will once again return to beautiful downtown tonight. It's the most magical day in Ventura, and it'll kick off with the Holiday Street Fair starting from 12 to 8 on the blocks of 4 and 500 on Main Street with vendors and live entertainment. You can win tickets right here at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Again, name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. All right. Well, I want to invite, and I'm so excited to be a part of this, Cindy Kramer. And Cindy, tell us a little bit about you and, of course, Hometown Buffet, and, of course, Santa Maria and Oxnard and Canoga Park. And we guys are all over the place, but, I mean, those are the ones that we can reach our hands out to.
You can.
And you've worked so hard at what you do. You're the regional sales manager.
I am.
Yeah. So welcome, and thank you so much for being a part of our show.
No, it's truly my honor.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
I think you're the princess of Ventura.
Thank you. Thank
what you.
What
you do with your
I
show.
Like that. I like
no
that.
No wonder you have her on.
I know. That's right. I love it. Do you love him? He's like the, you know.
I'm the yin to your yang.
You are. You really are. I love that. You took the words right out of my mouth. So anyways, Cindy, tell us a little bit about, you know, obviously Hometown Buffet and what you guys are doing there and how it's changing. And just, you know, you've made some really great things happen.
You know, we have. And for years, the guests that we have come to Hometown Buffet have asked us, you know, where can we get Hometown Buffet and bring it to our home? And it's just something that's just, okay, we said, well, let's make this happen finally. So now we have our holiday feasts, and we are spreading the word. It's an amazing package. Our holiday feast, you know, it's everything together.
Right. Well, you know what I love about it? It's bringing families back together, okay?
You know, and it really is.
And it really is. And I'm going to just, let's talk about what's on there, Chad. I mean, first of all, okay, for anybody that like might need some help or just a simpler way to do it and still be able to do it.
Well, I think for the holidays, people forget and they get so caught up in the orchestration of it all, the food, the, you know, everything. And this just makes it a little easier. You can take a breath, and mom or dad or whoever usually cooks in the kitchen doesn't have to.
I know.
You know, they can actually sit and enjoy and talk and conversate.
Well, it's interesting because I saw, you know, for Thanksgiving that passed, everybody had, it was so much fun. You take 7 hours and 10 minutes to eat it. You know what I mean?
It's
right?
True.
So why not do something like this and then add to, you know, a couple of your favorite things that you enjoy?
And I'm all about simplicity in life, and I'm all about enjoying your family. I mean, for Thanksgiving, yep. I was out of town.
Yes, you like to go away, and I love that.
I like to go away for the holidays because
But I love that because you guys have this amazing family bonding time.
And that's it. And I think the holiday feast is one of those elements that can actually allow that amazing holiday bonding and true family get together where you don't have to stress about anything.
No, I love that. And if you haven't ever been over there, oh my God, I'm telling you, it really is. It's like home, you know, cooking.
Yes,
that's
it is.
What I really like that. They really take pride in it.
They do. And we really took a lot of thought into this for this year, our first year that we're offering this holiday feast.
So is this the first year?
This is the
I'm so excited to be a part
year.
Of that. Okay,
yes.
And so let me tell you what this includes, okay? This is not a small meal. This is 2.5 pounds of boneless sliced turkey breast, okay? This is 2.5 pounds of smoked pit ham, my favorites of both of them. Okay, this is 2 quarts of new holiday sage dressing. And this is home-style macaroni and cheese. My sons love all that, okay? Home style green beans, and then 2 quarts of mashed potatoes, 1 quart of turkey gravy, 1 quart of cranberry sauce, 12 freshly baked dinner rolls. Oh my God, I could smell them right now. You know, there's something about that smell of dinner rolls.
Absolutely.
And then a whole pumpkin pie and a pecan pie. I think we're set.
We are.
I think we're set.
We are. And, you know, everything that we do, we made sure that only the finest came, you know, with our finest chefs putting this together. And we wanted to make the starting of this year what our guests have been asking for a really long time. And it's like bringing our home to your home.
I love it.
And what better way?
That's great. Well, I can't wait to share mine and to share this with all of our listeners. What we're doing is, you know, I just wrote this on my Facebook this last week. And, you know, so many of us are blessed and we can afford to go in and buy something like this. And I want to mention the cost for this is $89.99, very reasonable. But what I would like to do is donate this to some people that can't afford it, that aren't blessed in the sense that they can't afford to go out and purchase this themselves. And so that's what I'm looking for, of families that can really be able to share in this blessing. So
I think it's fabulous, which is why I knew you would be the perfect person.
Well, thank you.
It's who you are, and it's what the show brings every day.
Well, you know? I appreciate that. So again, I want to share this. It's on my Facebook. It will be in our newsletter. And if you can support, you know, what we're doing, and if you know a family or you know somebody that is in need, I want to share that with them. And again, of course, Hometown wants to share that with them, and that's what it's all about. So again, if you haven't already visited one of their Hometown buffets, go check it out. And if you want to have a simpler, like, you know, we were talking about, it's interesting. People used to say, do you want to go to dinner? And I'd be like, or I'm saying, do you want to go to dinner? Well, where? it's really not about the food. I'm a foodie. I love food. Yes. Okay. But it's about the people, and it's about really sharing your time with somebody else. And so you're going to get good food, and you're going to get some reprieve of, you know, of what you're doing. So I love it.
Thank you.
I love it. Are you doing this for your Christmas?
You know what? I am. And what I did was I did the same thing you did. And I knew that there were those that were less fortunate than me and my family. So I brought one home for the holiday, and it was absolutely fantastic. And then I reached out and found a veteran's
family. Love that. You just give me chills. I love it.
And me too. It was very heartwarming. It was wonderful.
Well, that's awesome. I love that. Well, I thank you so much for being. This has been a long journey for us. I can't wait for the beginning of the next year and further on. Do you have, what's their website that they can, how do they order this?
They can call any hometown buffet, any, if you're in a city where somebody needs something. We have them. We have 40 of them in California.
And you know what? This is really good. If you know even like a family member, maybe they're not feeling well right now, and you want to send them a whole holiday feast over, what a great idea.
What a great idea.
What a great gift.
And they'll have it warm for you. It's going to be amazing.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Cindy. I appreciate that. And let's give something away right now.
You know, let's go along with the holiday theme and Rubicon Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol. Their inaugural production of the Dickens classic last season was presented with a heightened focus on storytelling and received excellent reviews. The Critics' Choice Review in the Times praised the adaptation and the virtuoso performances of Rubicon favorites Joe Spano and Peter Van Norden, who returned this year along with other members of the 24-person cast. It's from December 7th through the 24th, located at 1006 East Main Street in Ventura. You can call 667-2900 to win to get tickets, or you can win them right here at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member, and you can have dinner and a show.
There you go. All right. All right. Stay with us. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Jay Wirtz, and we're going to be talking about World War II, historian. And he's got a comic book that he came out with, and of course, it's 75th anniversary of the Pearl of Harbor. And so stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here today on the Kim Pagano Show. Our phone number here is 805-419-0084. And again, God, lots of things happening, lots of things that we're sharing. And I would love to, let's give something away really quick before we talk with our next guest.
You know, I just had a big event with the Cataneo Players, so I have to give them a huge shout out.
Oh my God, yeah.
And they have their show, Sideshow, and it's running until the 11th. It's based on a true story of Siamese twins, Violet and Daisy Hilton, who become stars during the Depression. Sideshow is a moving portrait of two women joined at the hip whose extraordinary bond brings them fame but denies them love. Told mostly entirely in song, the show follows their progression from England to America, around the vaudeville circuit, and to Hollywood on the eve of their appearance in the 1931 movie Freaks. You can win tickets right here at 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back.
There you go. Well, right. Well, we got so many things happening. And of course, you know, I want to remind everybody that this weekend we've got the home tours. And of course, that is the 25th annual Holiday Home Tour and Boutique. And that is happening in Ventura.
Conejo Valley.
Conejo Valley, thank you so much. We got all these tours coming up. So anyways, let's welcome our next guest, Jay Wirtz. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Very good. Kim, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for being here and being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, I'm real pleased to be able to speak with you today. And as you know, we have a very important anniversary coming up this month, as you mentioned.
Yeah, again, it's Pearl Harbor, and of course, it's the 75th anniversary. It's hard to believe.
It does seem in some ways like a lot of time has passed, in other ways like
yesterday,
right? Remains the same.
Yeah, this is so true. And now, of course, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a filmmaker, actually, and I found myself gravitating towards historical subjects. I grew up in a historical area back in Pennsylvania, so it's always been of interest to me. And when I got a chance to do different topics, always seemed to gravitate towards history and military history. I did a series for the Learning Channel called Smithsonian's Great Battles of the Civil War. That led to an opportunity to write a book with a major historian, Edwin C. Bars, and then just kind of continued to do the writing in books and magazines and documentary film scripts, and now we have a new sort of format, if you will, in that it's a documentary comic book, a comic book format, but we tell the actual story of the Pearl Harbor attack and the things leading up to it and the aftermath. So we're trying to reach out and do things in a different way to try to find different methods of communication to reach a larger audience with the important message that we can't forget what happened 75 years ago.
Right. And you know, it is history, and it is important. You know, it's interesting. I'll share, you know, when I was younger, I used to think, why do we need history? You know, like, who cares about what happened a long time ago? But you know what? History kind of, it's something
it
repeats itself. But not only that, is it kind of shows our progress of life and how we got where we are. Do you agree?
It sure does. I mean, it really is. It is the what defines us as human beings. You know, what separates us from other creatures in the world is that we do have history, we have tradition, we have culture, we have heritage, and those things define who we are and where we're going. And while the attack certainly was a tragic experience, there are positives that can be taken from the sacrifice of the Americans who decided that they were not going to stand for tyranny, and the others around the world who joined with them, and that when we do get together as a nation on a common goal, we can achieve incredible things.
And I love that message right there. I mean, that is really what my show is all about, is really showing that as we work as a support together, we can make a difference.
But I think that's a great idea. And of course, as you know, there in Ventura County, you have a number of standing military facilities and a lot of people who are continuing this day to try to protect our liberties and freedoms and keep the world at peace by doing positive things, working together, and not everything in the military, of course, has to do with the violence and killing. It's a necessary part of it, but there's a lot of positive things in terms of the idea of keeping the peace and reaching out to the community and reaching out to the world and making sure that we prevent tyranny from taking over mankind.
I agree. Now, what got you into a comic book?
Well, I decided that after writing several volumes on World War II and a number of magazine articles and talking to over 600 veterans and eyewitnesses of the conflict myself, that these stories that I have the pleasure of getting firsthand are not going to be able to be told in that form any longer, and that as a generation of the sons and daughters of the what they call the greatest generation, that we have a direct connection to what happened and the people there who were involved, but that may not continue as consistently over future generations. So I think we have to find unique communicating ways to reach out to people. Animation, comic books, superheroes, that's all part of some of the popular media of today's youth. And so I decided to let's take the message and let's put it in a format that is a little more consistent with some of the things that they're familiar seeing. Easy to read, very visual.
Right.
Available in a number of formats, both in paper, of course, but in all digital devices as well. So trying to bring the message to them in ways that they're commonly used to seeing it.
Now, are you a veteran?
I am. I had a short military career, but I've associated with a number of really, really great and heroic veterans. I would not say my service was particularly heroic or dramatic. It was peacetime, but I learned a lot.
Yeah, and you know, you never know where it's going to go. So I appreciate your time, and I thank you for that too. You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we're talking with Jay Wirtz, and we're talking about the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And, you know, there's so many times that I've had several interviews with different veterans, and, you know, it was such. You know, it's like something that you can't erase from their minds, okay, because it was such a strong, hard time. But I love that you put it in a comic book. Now, can you use this comic book for educational purposes too?
Well, we hope so. We've reached out to several educators so far, and the message we've gotten back from them is that they think it holds potential. And we do have, of course, it's well-researched, both visually and in the writing, so we know that we're teaching the true history as it's been recorded and analyzed over the last 75 years. And I know that there has been something of a movement, again, by other educators using this, using the dramatic, the fictional comic books that had some sort of small relationship to history in the past, so they kind of think this is a step in even further in that direction. We also include a somewhat fictional but possible story that in the back of the comic book that's going to be serialized in future issues, and that's in the set in the Pacific War as well. Fictional characters, but very real situations. So again, we try to do kind of a mixture of what they're used to in terms of storylines with also the very important storyline of the actual history.
Wow. And let me ask you a question. You said you're obviously a historian buff, right? I mean, that's kind of your deal.
I would say that's definitely my main interest in life is communicating, and particularly communicating history, because everywhere I turn and everything that I experience, I start to look at the aspect of, well, how did this get here? How did that get here? How did technology evolve to where it is? Industry, finance, food, whatever it is. When I look at it, I immediately start to think,
you want the
how
history
did it get
of
from
how,
there
yeah,
to here?
There you go. I like that. And now, Do you have a business besides, you said you make, you know, you make films, correct?
Yeah, I work in the film business, and I do have a staff position as an editor at Paramount Pictures. But, of course, beyond that, I spend all my free time exploring new ways of communication in print and digital and in multimedia. Again, mostly circulating around stories, interesting stories of history and historical figures. You just promote a very interesting story of historical figures that, again, has me fascinating about the famous Siamese twins
that
were in the vaudeville circuit. I mean, there's just they just go on and on. The stories are unlimited. So I think there's plenty of room to tell more as time goes on.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting. So you kind of look at the history part of it, and I look at the person's journey. I love to figure out their journey. You know, why they made that choice or how they got from A to B, and you know, what's the brighter side of life. So it's interesting how you have passions in your life that, you know, are created to make another story of life.
Well, I think the two go hand in hand. The journey of a person is often affected by the events that they experience, and the events that they experience are affected by their decisions and their journey. So they are really very much part of the same, again, the same fabric of life that brought us to 2016, and hopefully we'll learn a few things so that we can, as a society, as a culture, we can go for many more hundreds of years because we've avoided the missteps and mistakes of the past and trying to improve life all along the way.
I love that you said missteps. I think that, you know, and that's probably like the biggest gift I take from people's stories is what could we do better? What could we do different to make a different outcome? And so with that, Jay, and I want to, you know, just ask you, what's the most interesting story that you could share with us?
Wow. Well, I'll tell you, there are so many, but I'll give you, one example that of a veteran who recently interviewed is a very a nice gentleman who's still around, and I'll try to make it as quick as possible. But basically, he was what they called a Munford Point Marine, an African American, born in North Carolina, enlisted in the Marine Corps, served in World War II, and He, in the process of his service going over the Pacific, he received communication from a woman in Texas. And so they kind of communicated back and forth, pen pals and so on. And he was quite light-skinned, so he didn't really necessarily come off in pictures as African-American. Well, the war was over. He came back. He got on the train. He was taking the train from the West Coast back home. And this woman in Texas said, gee, I really want to meet you. You know, I'm here. The train goes through here, I know. Please stop. Please get off. I want to meet you. So he came, and the train went through that part of Texas, and he decided, you know what, there's no way I can possibly do this because her expectations are probably entirely different from the situation that is the reality. And so he stayed on the train. He never made contact with a woman. He's happily married now.
Wow.
But it's the kind of thing is like we don't really think about those things unless they happen to us. But those are the little stories, and there's thousands and thousands.
I'm sure.
Research.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I just, there's so many gifts out there and so many people have these things. And I think it's really cool that you actually put a comic book together because what I think you did is, you know, history is one of those things that, you know, sometimes you think it's not interesting. Okay. But you put it in a comic book that will probably get to a lot more people because of the interest of, you know, there's a whole, you know, different degree of people that read comic books. And so I think it's really interesting. And I thank you so much. Where do we get your comic book? And what a great gift for somebody for the holidays.
Oh, well, thanks for bringing that up. Right now, it's available mostly online and in a number of formats at iTunes, at Kindle, at the other Google Play, Nook, and also through our website, which is World War II Comics with an X.com. That's World War II, like Roman numeral II, World War II Comics with an X, COMIX.com. And it's now in some of the key military museums. I don't believe it's in Ventura County yet, but probably will be places like Camarillo Air Museum and so on shortly, because it just came out, and then it'll also appear in other retail outlets. But I think for Christmas, the best way to guarantee somebody wants to get a digital edition or a paper edition would be to go to worldwariicomix.com and just order it. And it's only $5, so it's a pretty affordable
very
stocking
cool.
stuffer.
All right. Well, again, Jay, I thank you so much for sharing your story and sharing probably many people's stories. And, of course, really just bringing back the history of the 75th anniversary of Pearl Harbor.
Well, thank you, Kim. Thanks for having me on. And you have a very happy holiday, you and your staff.
You too. Thank you so much. All right, we are going to take a quick break. Let's do a giveaway.
You know what? Let's give a giveaway and another shout out to Hometown Buffet. Take the stress out of your holiday with the Holiday Feast. It starts at $89.99 if you don't win it right here. But what it entails, oh my.
God, it's huge.
The Holiday Feast includes 2.5 pounds of sliced turkey breast, 2.5 pounds of smoked pit ham. They have a new holiday sage where you get 2 quarts, you get mac and cheese, green beans, mashed potatoes, a whole pumpkin pie, a whole pecan pie, the gravy, all of it. You can win it right here, but we are looking for that special family, that family in need, or if you know a family in need, you know, with kids or elderly that just, you know, cannot afford this or just needs a little pick-me-up in their life for the
Perfect.
Holiday.
Exactly.
You know, you can win it right here for yourself or your somebody you know. It's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Name, number, email address, and a team member will contact you back. And then also we have the 25th Annual Holiday Homes Tour and Holiday Boutique. It's today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. This fundraiser is a self-guided tour that will showcase the beautiful holiday decorations of Conejo Valley Homes. The boutique will be held the same weekend with a portion, the same weekend, this weekend, as the portions proceed, benefiting Cancer Support Community Valley, Ventura, and Santa Barbara. You can win all of this right here at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, email, address, and a team member will contact you back.
And I have to tell you, the holiday boutique that they put on is amazing. I'm telling you, it's huge, and I would love to share that with you. In fact, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kirsten, and she's going to tell us all about the 25th Annual Holiday Home Tour and Holiday Boutique. Stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, third generation healer, energy healing practitioner, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people and their pets transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. She is called the Dog Whisperer by her clients. Learn her new healing techniques for your furry friends. Enroll in a pet healing seminar in Camarillo. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097. Or visit DorotheaHealing.com.
The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Art Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Art Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we are talking about all these great holiday home tours and just the holidays. And we've got so many things that we are promoting and a part of. And I'd love to welcome our next guest, Kristen Levitt. And she is going to be talking about the 25th Annual Holiday Home Tour and Holiday Boutique. And of course, that's happening today and tomorrow. And Kristen, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We're having an exciting weekend.
I know. I'm so excited. So tell us a little bit about, obviously, it's the 25th annual. Okay, so it's been happening for a while. We didn't do it last year, did you?
We only had the boutique
last
year.
That's right. Okay.
Correct, but the homes are back and better than ever.
Okay.
We are, if for anybody out there that doesn't know who we are, Cancer
Please.
Support community, Valley Ventura, Santa Barbara.
Okay.
We're located here in Westlake Village, and we offer free of charge support and education and networking groups for anybody who has been affected by cancer, and that's cancer patients and their family and friends.
I love what you guys do. There's so many things out there supporting all of these great people out here that, you know, have you don't know what to do or something happens and where do you go? And so I'm so excited to be a part of what you guys are doing.
Thank you. Thank you for having us on the air.
Of course. So tell us about, let's start with the boutique.
Yes, we are having our holiday boutique, and it is located at St. Maximilian Colby's Church in their O'Reilly Hall, and that's located at 5801 Canaan Road in Westlake Village. And we have
such a beautiful place. Yes,
it is a beautiful place, and we're going to be having about 25 vendors there. And they donate 20% of their proceeds back to Cancer Support Community.
Oh, I love that. Okay. And what time does that start? And is that also Saturday and Sunday?
Correct. Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 10 until 7.
Okay.
And Sunday 10 until 5 p.m.
Okay.
We kept that, extended the time on Saturday just a little bit longer to catch all those people that are going to be attending Mass. And,
right.
Get their holiday shopping in.
Okay, very good. Okay, and then how about the homes?
We have three beautiful homes that are uniquely decorated for the holidays, showcasing the individual families that live there, their holiday traditions. We have a, they're all located here in the Conejo Valley.
Mm-hmm.
We have one that is located behind the gates in North Ranch. Mm-hmm. And Anthem Blue Cross has generously donated the use of their parking lot for our shuttle stop.
Oh, very
so,
cool.
So people can meet at that shuttle stop in the Anthem parking lot and take a tour up into North Ranch to view that beautiful home.
Okay.
And then the other two are also located in Westlake Village.
Very cool. All right. Now, do the families help you decorate, or do you go in, or, you know, do the decorators go in and help?
For the most part, homeowners do the decorating themselves.
Okay.
We have in the past and this year had decorators come in and volunteers come to with a special eye and touch
to
bring
assist.
A little bit more life to the homeowner's home. But they are stunningly decorated this year.
Ooh, I can't wait. I love stuff like that.
Yeah, one of the homes has a tree in every room.
I love it. With a different season and different feel, right?
A different theme, absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. You know what, Kristen, can you stay on with us? We need to do a quick giveaway and, of course, take a quick break. And then we're going to come back. But can you stay on with us?
Absolutely.
You got it. Okay. And we're going to throw out some more tickets because we've got tickets from Kristen. And, of course, that is happening today and tomorrow. And, Kristen, if they don't win them here, where do we get them?
They can come to any of the home locations or at the boutique or the shuttle stop. Our website for viewing the map is at www.cancersupportvvsb.org, or they can Google Cancer Support Community Valley Ventura Santa Barbara. The map is available for download, and they can go to any of the stops on that map to purchase their tickets.
And what do they run?
$40 for the weekend.
Oh, for both days, so it doesn't matter.
Right, they can go on either day.
Okay, perfect. Okay, great. All right, we've got a couple pairs here, and I would love to share them with our listeners. So call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Kristen, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
The holidays are almost here, and Studio Channel Islands Arts Center would like to invite you to their annual festive event, the Holiday Art Market, featuring original gifts created by more than 40 residents and invited artists that will exhibit distinctive artwork, including paintings, sculptures, ceramics, unique jewelry, and much more for your holiday gift giving. 20% of sale proceeds go towards supporting the nonprofit Studio Channel Islands Arts Center, located at 2222 Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. Come visit this truly unique event on Saturday, December 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free parking. For more information, visit StudioChannelIslands.org or call 805-383-1368. With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
gain energy and relief from pain, learn new healing techniques, discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We were just talking about your event that you had this last weekend.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you have a VIP party and then you have a show and some go and some don't.
Yeah.
You know, to each thing. It's all the coordination that people don't realize behind the scenes. And, you know, we were so excited to have the event, and it's truly a celebration of what we do. But, you know, this is the time of year to celebrate. And, you know, if you have, you know, the time, right now we have tickets for the holiday ice rink at the Lakes in Thousand Oaks. You can come celebrate the holiday season from now until July 31st. They open different hours, but starting December 12th through January 2nd, because of all the holidays and Christmas and New Year's, the rink will start opening daily at 10 a.m. You can call 805-807-2492 for more information. Also, we have the 25th annual Holiday Homes Tour and Holiday Boutique happening today and tomorrow. Today it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. to give a little extra time for that shop. And tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., this fundraiser is a self-guided tour that will showcase the beautiful holiday decorations of Conejo Valley Homes. The boutique will be held the same weekend with a portion of the proceeds benefiting Cancer Support Community Valley in Ventura and Santa Barbara. You can call right now at 805-419-0008. 419-0008, name, number, and an email address, and that team member will contact you back.
All right. And Kirsten, are you still with us?
I am.
How are you?
Good.
All right. We got all those infos in there that we needed to make sure we get in. But, you know, tell us a little bit about, I know, you know, obviously these are the fun things to be able to go on the holiday home tours and the holiday boutique. But the real deal is what you guys do for, you know, all of our families out there. And can you just tell everybody a little bit about Cancer Support Community?
Yes, Cancer Support Community, formerly the Wellness Community, is celebrating our 25th anniversary this year. And it was started based on a need of people that were being medically treated for cancer, but were lacking the psychosocial aspect of cancer care. And so what we provide is support groups by trained and licensed marriage and family therapists. We have yoga classes. We have meditation. We have networking groups for specific cancers or all types of cancers. We have doctors come and speak to our participants. And everything is entirely free, at no cost. We don't receive any money from insurance. You don't need to have insurance to come here. We don't ask anything about that. Just anybody that has been affected by cancer.
Wow. Kristen, how do people get in touch with that?
We are located at 530 Hampshire Road in Westlake Village, and our phone number is 805-379-4777.
Okay, perfect. Well, again, what are we, I know we've got a couple minutes left. What are we going to find at the boutique? I that's always such a fun place. And of course, I want to remind everybody it's at St. Maximilian in is it Westlake or Thousand Oaks? Thousand Oaks, right?
It's Westlake Village.
It is Westlake. Okay. Yes. There's that fine line right there. So,
right.
Yeah. What are we going to find? I know, you know, the last couple of years you guys had a zillion, which I love it. You know, there's just something for everyone.
There really is something for everyone. We have everything from clothing to scarves to little gift baskets that you can give out to your employees or your family and friends. We have some baby clothing. We'll have little treats and goodies as far as toffee and chocolate, just a whole variety of different holiday treats and delightful gifts that you can give to
She all spoke my language there, coffee and chocolate.
There you go.
If you say you have cocktails, then I'm running over there now.
I like it.
We'll keep that in mind for next year.
There you go. See, it's got to be like that little meet and greet kind of thing, right? So,
Exactly.
Well, Kirsten, I'm so excited to be a part of this and to share this with all of our listeners. And what a great, great cause that you guys do. And for anybody that, you know, really is in need of this, this is something that I'd love to share. You guys are part of, you know, we'll be on our newsletter and all that stuff. So definitely check them out. And of course, I hope to see all of my listeners out there. If they don't win tickets today here on my show, how do they get their tickets one more time?
They can go on to our website at www.cancersupportvvsb.org and download a map, or they can attend the boutique and pick up tickets there as well, or show up at any of the homes or shuttle stop and purchase their tickets.
You got it. All right. Well, again, I thank you so much for being a guest here on our show and for letting us be a part of everything. So happy holidays to you.
You as well.
All right. Thank you. All right. Well, we've got a couple minutes left.
You know, I want to give a shout out because this past Tuesday was Giving Tuesday, as you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
That we support a lot of nonprofits here at the Kim Pagano Show. But it was very special for PawWorks because we had Kaylee Cuoco, who did a matching grant for us. And then actually Kamar Aircraft Parts in Camarillo also did a matching grant for us. That day, PawWorks, because of all the support in our community all around the world, I mean, we got donations from London and all over the place because of the outreach, we were able to actually raise $27,940 with the matching grants.
Congratulations.
On Tuesday, which means, you know, people think that what we do with the animals, it's the vets should be donating all of our stuff, and they do a great amount, but we were able to raise so much money.
That's
very
awesome.
Excited.
Thank you for mentioning that. We are at the end of our show, and I just want to say thank you to everybody, and of course, we always end with a moment of happiness. It's okay to be scared. Being scared means you're about to do something really brave. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us and go to all these great events, and we'll talk to you next week.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, fa la 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 la. Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la.